Cambridge Ideas, transforming tomorrow.
And I'm a lecturer in archaeology at Cambridge University. And with my two co-researchers, we are looking at resistance in the Channel Islands during the German occupation. And we've come across a file which lists the testimonies of people who committed acts of resistance and were sent to German prisons and camps for what they did.
All the time I was in prison, I, along with the others, was subjected to the most appalling treatment, mainly by being starved and, at the slightest provocation, beaten. I was denied every human right, such as Red Cross letters and parcels and medical attention. On our forced march across Germany, many of those on it died through starvation, malnutrition, or utter exhaustion. And if they fell by the wayside, they were just left there to die.
Resistance in the Channel Islands was different because it was not organised and it was not armed. You have individuals or small groups doing small acts of silent resistance or symbolic resistance. One of the men who we're interested in is Frank Faller, who with four of his friends got together to write an underground newsletter. Now this was called the Guernsey Underground News Service, or GUNS for short.
No television. No radios after 42 because they were confiscated. So they relied on people like Frank Faller to listen in on the radio, to prepare a news sheet and to distribute it. Clandestine operation, but hugely important. People learnt about what was going on. They wanted to know the progress of the war. It increased morale immensely.
In the 1960s, the British government agreed that Channel Islanders could claim compensation for acts of brutality by the Nazis. And Frank Faller made it his job, because no one else was doing it, to collect people's testimonies and to help them claim compensation. I put an article in the Guernsey Evening Press asking if Frank Faller's children could get in touch with me, and his daughter did, and she handed me a black briefcase belonging to her father. I quickly realised that what I was looking at was the most important resistance archive to come out of the Channel Islands, probably in the last 50 years.
It's an immensely important archive. It's an archive that demonstrates their bravery and their courage. And what it does is it illuminates for us just exactly what it was about to be involved with the Guernsey Underground News Service, to be arrested, to be sentenced, to be imprisoned.
At Frankfurt, opponents of the Reich of all nationalities who were chained in cellar cells and cried like animals were being executed by the Nazis by guillotine at the rate of 25 per week. Our relatives were not informed where we were or even whether we were alive or dead.
Government put up a memorial to people who died in the armed forces, but they didn't go so far as to put one up marking resistance. Their bravery, their courage has got to be marked.
Because Frank Faller's file gives us a list of so many names and their acts of resistance, this means that Guernsey can have its own resistance memorial now, which accurately lists those who died and didn't come back.
We know bits of the jigsaw. There's no way we've yet seen the complete picture. When we see the complete picture, islanders are going to be very, very proud of people like Frank Faller. And I think people living beyond our shores are going to be quite astonished.